Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things taken. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love, recovering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. Once again, we want to just say welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. Build Israel of Come and See Ministries Bible Study Class. Today, tonight, we are dealing with the Sabbath day. Why we keep the Sabbath day? What's the principle of it? What's the point of it? You know, most of us, you know, we've just been hearing about it. It's almost a myth, like, you know, a Cinderella or something to that effect. You know, we really come down to trying to find out what the Sabbath day means, and even learning about it in church or Sunday school. Those things don't exist, you see. So what is the Sabbath day, and what do it mean to us? Why do we keep it? Well, one is that we had it written in Genesis chapter 1 before we were even created. This is that thing. We had it written in Genesis chapter 1 before we were created. So he had written that a man was even created, and the Sabbath was made for man, right? And so he had it written before the Sabbath was created that there would be a Sabbath day. So this is, I mean, it was written in time before there was even a thing called time. So it's a law that's eternal. It's nothing we can do about it. We can't change it. There's no way we can go in the world and say, well, Christ rose on Easter Sunday to change that. No, that's not the, no. This is the Sabbath day is etched in stone, eternal fire. It was written with a pen that God said got a diamond needle point on it that's in heaven that he wrote it with, you know, through the book of Job. He said that if he would engrave it with a pen that has a diamond at the end of it, this law, the Sabbath day, was written before that was with that. You know, and all, as well as all of them, man, the other laws as well. You know, when you think about it, we have laws like for women, right? Marital law. That's a law. Common as it is, and as natural as it is, it's still a law. Men's hair do not grow like a woman's hair. All right? Okay, common law. A dog do not have dogs do not have thumbs. Right? Dogs do not have thumbs. So, that's a law. All right? Don't have paws.
souls lost.
Souls are lost. So these laws existed even, you know, with the Sabbath day. These laws were brought into existence as far as, you know, the animals and all of these things and the Sabbath day and so forth. What is it to us and why we should keep it? That's what we're going to get into. Everyone, if we can, we can stand and face Jerusalem. And brothers and sisters, if you can, brothers, uncover your head as we approach the Father, and sisters, if you can, cover your heads as we approach the Father. Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren, and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight and blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children, their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear. And mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us, and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well, and give them a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear. And a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray. For your mercy is endure forever. Amen. Amen. So do I have a reader? Okay, well, then I'm reading. So let's start this in Genesis chapter 1. It said this, Genesis 1 and 1. And it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And the Spirit of God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good in it. And God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. So this is when he introduced 1,000 years, you know, that thing, into the picture. Before the end, it was just eternity. So, yes, I would say the earth is zillions of years old. If we had a time module that could actually determine how old the earth is, because we just got through reading here, he said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So that earth, what we own, was way back then with heaven and earth. Heaven and earth is the oldest thing in the creation. So, you know, right. So anyway, so this is the first day. So he introduced time, and the evening and the morning were the first day. So now, what do you mean, what's the first day to God? A first day to God is this. Second Peter chapter 3 and verse 8. So now he introduced time into this window. And it says this, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as one day. So before then, it was nothing. You know, it was just eternity, right? But when he introduced the first day, he created this time window, which is 1,000 years. So this is what God call 1,000 years. So that's the first day. So I'm not saying that the earth is 1,000 years old and stuff like that. That would be foolish. We would be limiting the creation itself. No, we can't. That would no. What we're saying is that the creation is way older. Man's instruments. If anything, man is probably right that the earth is closer to about 5 billion years old. I would give that. I say that the earth is about 5 billion years old, you know. But the next question is this: how old is the sun? You know, because we have to determine that as well. How old is the sun? You know, because the sun was created after the earth, and the earth is billions of years old. So when we dealing with time, like this 1,000-year thing, that was introduced here. That's why we can say the Grand Canyon is billions of years old, and there was water above the Grand Canyon. You know, we can say that because the earth was here and it was created when heaven was created. So, what if, I like to always throw this nugget out there, heaven, right? When heaven, before heaven was created, I have to say this was created, gravity. Why? Because heaven rotates. Heaven rotates. Heaven goes in a circle. So he walk upon the circuits of the wind or the circuit of heaven. So heaven rotates. Then he said that the solar system rotates. So our solar system rotates around the sun all the way to Pluto. That's gravity. But gravity had to be created before everything, because everything spins. Everything turns around in our solar system, and not just in our solar system, but it also spins in the universe, and not just in our universe, but it also spins in the cosmos. You will go and you'll look at different stars, millions of light years, and they swirling. Galaxies, millions of light years away, swirling. What do you mean millions of light years away? Because those light shines, the light just reached us, started a million years before us. So that lets you know that the sun is old. He put the sun in the firmament. The sun itself is old. Anyway, what we're going to do now, we're going to skip around. Let's skip around. Okay. We're going to skip around. And we're not going to read every day out, but let's just read, let's see, the evening and the morning deals. Let's do that. And then we're going to get to the sixth day. And so we're talking about it now. We know. We're talking about 1,000 years with him. So that's established. Okay, Genesis 1 and 8. And he called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Genesis 1 and 13, and the evening and morning were the third day. Genesis 1 and 19, and the evening and morning were the fourth day. And Genesis 1 and 23, and the evening and morning were the fifth day. Genesis 1 and 31, and God saw that everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. So this conversation is 6 days old, all right? And Adam's conversation started here, all right? Adam's conversation started here on the sixth day, all right? Because Adam was created on the sixth day, so his first day is here. So you can't start Adam on the first day. You got to start Adam here. In fact, I like to, you know, before we, man, we need to do that. Those of us that do have a notebook and paper, turn, get a piece of paper. Just go to your next paper. Flip over, go horizontal, and numbers 1 through 14. Number 1 through 14, and then start from 6 and number 1 through 9. And you will see that both of them would land on the Passover. And you will see that it's equivalent to it's equivalent to the Passover and the ninth day meeting at the same time. Why? Because the Passover is eternity. The nine is the end of all flesh. It's everlasting. What do you do on nine? You start over. There is nothing at the nine. That's why it's a zero. When you go to one, they have to add a zero. It become a 10, but it's still one. We go 1 through 9. There's no such thing as a zero. Right. So, anyway, so we got the evening and morning were the sixth day. So now we go right into Genesis chapter 2 and verse 1, and it reads, it says, "Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day God ended his works which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his works which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heaven and earth when they were created in the day that he had made the heaven and earth, earth and heaven, and every plant and field before it was in the earth, and every herb before it had grew. And God formed, for the Lord had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground." So we see here that he blessed the seventh day. This is that thing. We see here that he blessed the seventh day. What is this? What do you mean blessed? All right. That's the first thing. Let's see, blessed. Okay, we are now going into my dictionary.com app. If y'all have it, you know what to do. Go to blessed. Blessed, consecrated, sacred, sanctified. So the Sabbath day is consecrated, sacred, sanctified, worthy of ordination, reverence or worship, favored and fortunate, blissful, happy, beatified, bring happiness and thankfulness. So what's wrong with the Sabbath day that we would not want anything to do with something that that's good? It said blessed. It says worthy of worship. It says the holy saved. Saved. So the Sabbath day mean you saved? Really? I didn't know that. Happy. Okay, I get that part. Endowed, supplied. So on the Sabbath day, he's going to supply you with what you need. Granted, favored, lucky, fortunate, furnished, bestowed, happy, content, glad. Man, this is what the Sabbath day is supposed to mean to us. Spiritually, and I'm not going to go into each and every last one of these synonyms because we really literally are to, but it's not my responsibility to teach you everything. my responsibility is to teach you some things. And it's this, okay, now, blessed, let's look at the word endowed, okay, endowed. Endowed, to provide with property, income, source of income. So keeping the Sabbath day will bless you? Yeah. Said it'll bless your income, your house, your property. The Sabbath day would do that for your home. What's wrong with that? To equip, supply, with talent or quality. So it's the Sabbath day bring a quality to your being and reveals your talent. To imagine as usually favorable trait or quality, endowed, provided or supplied, equipped with, especially by inheritance or nature. So what do you mean by inheritance? Well, one is that if you know, we are inheriting those things from the Father. That's the first thing. The second thing is this. He said, the nature. What do you mean? That's his actual being, his actual characteristic, the actual thing that he called himself. And that's becoming a full spirit being. And that's what he's calling us to become, full spirit being. You see? This is that thing. So he says, endowed, good insight. So he's telling us we will be able to see things clearly. We have vision. We'll be able to see the path, things like that. So that's what that comes with that. It's a gifted, talented, authorized, legitimate, animate, right? Okay, so... That's one. Then it said this. It says, blessed, endowed, supplied, granted. Let's look at that granted. What is the Sabbath day granting? Right? To allow or consent to the fulfillment of something requested. Ooh, our prayers. So the Sabbath day is the icing on the cake for our prayers. When we keep the Sabbath day, then the Lord start opening up the windows of heaven. You see, it's that thing. Stop. I mean to stop it. To allow or consist of fulfilling something requested, to give, confer, officially, formally, grant something granted, especially in giving funds or a specific purpose. So, you know, keeping the Sabbath day, the Lord is telling you he'll bless your resources, your money. Wow. Okay, so, to blessed, and what else it says here? It says, favored, furnished, favored. Well, let's see what favored is. Let's see, how would he favor us on the Sabbath day? Right, preferred, special. Chosen, right, because everybody's not keeping the Sabbath day. So if he's asking us or presenting it to us, then he's calling us chosen. Makes sense to me. favorite. Ooh, so that'll put you above those that are in your peers, recommended, of choice, singled out, privileged, advantaged, blessed, fortunate. Amen. So this is what a favorite is, or has it reached out to. So this is that thing. So when we're looking at the word blessed, I run into things like this. Fortunate. Hallowed, holy, sacred. So the Sabbath day is sacred. What do you mean by that? Dedicated or set apart for worship of a deity worthy of religious veneration, dedicated, devoted exclusively to a single-use purpose or a person. Well, obviously, it got to be to the Father because his name is in the middle of it. What do you mean? Spell Sabbath. S. I'll get rid of the S. A-B-B-A. There go your Father in the middle of the Sabbath. So, yes, the Sabbath day is the reconnection of the Father. The Sabbath day is the rejuvenation of the Father. That is to say, getting back into the Father. That's what Sabbath day really means. It's that thing. It says, dedicated, devoted exclusively to a single use or purpose or person. Of course, that's the Father. Or the respect. Because a lot of us don't even respect the Sabbath day because, one, we don't know what the Sabbath day means to us. And, two, we weren't taught what the Sabbath day means. You see, so that's another thing. We wasn't taught what the Sabbath day means. So this is why a part of this principle is that what is the Sabbath day and what do it mean to us? What is the Sabbath and what would it mean to us? See, this is that thing. What did the Sabbath mean to us? Well, it'll mean all these things if we believe it. You know, we haven't been taught that the Sabbath day means these things to us, so we haven't taken these things into consideration. So therefore, we are missing our blessings. Because we haven't taken those things that belong to the Sabbath day into our possession. And the Sabbath day is given to us according to Jesus Christ. He said the Sabbath day was made for man. Why? So that we can end up with all those things that it just got you testifying of every Sabbath day. And, you know, we come to church, you know. People feel like, you know, like Teddy Pendergrass, you know, and I got bad luck. No, James Brown said it. He said, I got bad luck. I got to go to church, y'all. Right? That's what we do, right? But the Sabbath day isn't that. The Sabbath day regenerate us. It brings us back. It brings us back closer to God. It cleans us up. And if we had a rough week, it renew us. You see? It renew us. It brings us, it refurnish us. That thing, you see. So the Sabbath day is that to us as well. So, let's look at this a little further. Okay, blessed. But see, when I look at these things, and this is what the power of it is. You know, we take these things for granted, man. You know, like, what is the Sabbath day? Yeah, he just told us to keep it. No. It's a lot of things that go inside of it, why you keep it, you know, because he's telling you that these things go, these things are waiting on us. These things are waiting on us. That's what it is, and that's what he said. So what did he say is waiting on us? Let's try it again. And doubt. Right, supplied, so he's ready to supply all our needs. Grant whatever we ask for, favor, show us favor, right? Furnished, right? He's making sure that we get all of the things that we need, that we petition for. Bestowed, You know, because remember now, you're fasting and you're praying, so you get to the Sabbath day, man, guess what? There it is. It's waiting on you. Happiness, happy, happy, content. So what he's telling us is that we can very well not be happy because we aren't keeping the Sabbath day. How about that? That could be attributed to your lack of joy because we aren't keeping the Sabbath day. You wonder why you're not happy. You want to know why you're sad. You want to know why you got all these ills going on. It's because you're not keeping the Sabbath day. That's all to it. You see, this is that thing. So I'm not judging anything like that because I polluted the Sabbath day and probably will in the future. So I'm almost sure of that. So I'm not putting any judgment on anybody. What I'm saying is that, you know, we got to try, you know, at least acknowledge the word of God that we do recognize that it is the Sabbath, man. I mean, and that's all he said, man. Look, remember me. Remember it. Remember it. So if you remember, then he'll remember you. He said, and the land will remember us, right? All we got to do is remember to keep Sabbath day. If you don't do anything but have a study, man, if you don't do nothing but have a study for the day, if you have to work, make sure you get that study in because, hey, God, Israel is the Lord of the Sabbath day, right? So you want to make sure you get that in. You want to make sure that we're keeping the Sabbath day so that we can benefit all those things that he just got through revealing to us, peace, happiness, joy, our petitions, the things that we need, our food, our raiment, furniture. He said furnace, so, you know, some of us need furniture. We need beds. We need chairs. So God said he provide all them things for us, you see. So we have to be conscious of that. You know, we have to know that when you keep the Sabbath day, that these things are waiting. Excuse me. When we keep the Sabbath day, we have to acknowledge, we have to know that these things are waiting on us. Happiness, contentment, gladness, merry, hearties, joyous, joyful, bliss, holy, sacred, divine, adored, revered, hallowed, and sanctified. So these things is waiting on us. The Sabbath day. Those things are waiting. Amen. So when we keep the Sabbath day, these things are being rained upon us. We are being reminded that those things are attainable. You know, this is why we keep our faith. This is where our faith began. You know, like we start having a faith in God, so to say. What we say is our faith, our faith, our faith. This is the beginning of it. Because if you keep the Sabbath day, then you start picking up all these attributes of the Spirit. You can't have nothing but faith. You see? So this is that thing. So let's look again. Let's see something else. Let's look in another place. The Sabbath, right? Let's look in another place. So he mentioned that there, excuse me, in Genesis chapter 2, but he also mentioned the Sabbath in another place, right? So let's look at that. Let's go into Exodus chapter 16 and 23, because people think that the Sabbath day came with Moses in the Ten Commandments. No, it didn't. That Sabbath day was in motion. Adam and Eve kept the Sabbath. I can say that safely. I can say Adam and Eve kept the Sabbath day. I can actually read that Abraham kept it. So I can read that. I can read that Abraham did it. I can prove that Adam and Eve did it, hands down. We don't have that conversation, but I could definitely do it. if we need to. You know, of course, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they are disciples, you know. And here it is. Now he's going to introduce us, the entire kingdom, to the Sabbath day. The whole entire kingdom to the Sabbath day. This is what he's going to do. So, and he said on, I'm reading this in Exodus chapter 16 and 23. He said, and he said unto them, this is that which the Lord hath said. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which ye will bake today, and see that which you see, and remain of, or and lay up for you to be kept until the morning. So this is that thing. So this is God telling us right here that tomorrow is the holy rest of the Sabbath. So the Sabbath day is a day of what? Rest. So let's go back to the dictionary and look at the word rest. Because I just, you know, to me, I'm trying to figure out what can be better. You know, what can be better? I'm trying to ask this question. If you can figure out something that can be better, I'll be more than glad to accommodate you. If you can find something better, right? Let's see. Rest. Obtain and relieve from exertion to use, let's see, rest. A period of inactivity, relaxation. So he's telling us that the Sabbath day is a time for relaxation. That's what the Sabbath day is. It's not about getting out here and fighting and striving and arguing and things like that on the Sabbath. And, you know, it ain't about those things. It is about actually abstaining from that and not having a place for that in your being. You see, this is that thing. This is what the Sabbath day is. You see, the Sabbath day is a day of rest. It says this. It says sleep. He says sleep in, y'all. Nah, we get up running to church like we going to work. But seriously, we work 6 days a week, run to work, and then we got to run to class. Right. Is that the word of God? No, he says sleep. Oh, you ain't coming to class. Well, man, the law says sleep. I can sleep. I can chill. Refresh. He said refresh. You can refresh. This is that thing. Let's see. It's a mental and or emotional calm. Mental or emotional calm. So the Sabbath day is supposed to bring emotional calm. You've been up against it all week. So we're supposed to be looking for the Sabbath day. We're supposed to be like waiting on it. Because we know it's going to do what? Bring an emotional calm. It's going to be a calmness, a quietness. It says a state of being motionless, absent of motion, a condition of being settled or resolved. Oh, my God. It says an interval of silence corresponding to one of the possible time value within a measure. Mark or symbol indicating such a pause as in length. So it's a 24-hour window. Literally the Sabbath day. And then it go from the 24-hour to a whole year. God gave us the Sabbath day. He said, keep it holy and to rest, right? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? It says, relax. To cause or allow to be inactive or relaxed so as to regain energy. So the Sabbath day is to allow you to regain energy. Really? Okay. Well, let's look at this. Look at another place. Exodus. All right. Got another place. Exodus 20:8. It says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Why remember the Sabbath day? Because, well, quite frankly, the Sabbath's been forgotten. For the most part, the Sabbath has been forgotten. So he's reminding us to keep it. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. He said this. He says, 6 days shall work be done, do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God, and thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord had made heaven and earth, the sea, and all of them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. So, you see here, on the Sabbath day, nothing, right? Nothing. Everything is chill. Who's missing? The wife. She's not even in this. Can't even. She's her name, wife. Where's the wife at? Where there's no law, there's no transgression. Where is she? You can't judge me. All right. This is that thing. So in 6 days, the Lord made heaven and earth and the sea. So this is that thing. So now we see that the Lord is telling us to rest like he did on the sixth day, right? So now let's look at this a little further. Then he told us this. He said in Leviticus chapter 23 that it was going to be this. He said, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, concerning the feast of the Lord. So now he told us that the Sabbath day is a feast. And he said, which you shall proclaim to be a holy convocation, even these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the Sabbath is the Sabbath of rest and holy convocation. Now, he said a holy convocation. So what is this holy convocation? So let's look up that word convocation. Because now, stop. Spelled it twice. Convocation. So it's a holy gathering of group of people. Convocation is a gathering of a group of people for an event. But he said this event is going to be holy. This event is going to be called a holy gathering. When is it going to take place? On the seventh day. That's when the holy gathering take place. See, this is that thing. That's what the holy convocation represent. Amen. So, With that being said, let's look at this a little further. So, let's go into Leviticus chapter 25. Leviticus 25, and it says this, excuse me, 25:8, and you shall number 7 Sabbath of years. No, excuse me, let's read into that. And the Lord spake unto Moses in Mount Sinai, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when you come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep the Sabbath unto the Lord. So now he's telling the land to keep the Sabbath day, right? But watch this. 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, but in 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard and gather the fruit thereof. But the seventh year shall be a Sabbath for rest unto the land, a Sabbath for you. Thou shalt neither sow nor thy field, nor prune thy vineyard. That which groweth on its own accord of the harvest thou shalt not reap, neither gather the grape of thy vine undressed, for it is the year of rest unto the land. So now the Lord is talking about giving us a whole year off of work. Forget the weekly Sabbath, y'all. Forget that. He said, I'm going to give you a year off. A whole year. What's wrong with that? Is there a Sunday? Is there an Easter Sunday bigger than that for me? No, well, get this. He said, it's a year of rest. So you're going to be doing what? Sleeping. You're going to be what? Sleeping. What you doing? Rejuvenating. What you doing? Rejuvenating. This is that thing. That thing. You get a whole year off, and we striving and fighting over nothing, and we get a whole year off from work because God gave it to us, and we want to argue and fight over nothing. I can't imagine a whole year. You know what you could do in a whole year? You know how much family you could see in a year? You know how many people you could, you know how much time you could spend with your family members in a whole year and still have time left over for you? Everybody would be like, you know, well, first of all, you know, we're going to be seeing each other on the feast days. But then, during that year rest, everybody is going to be catching up with everyone. So it's a community thing. It's a community thing. What would you be doing in a whole year? What would you do for a whole year of just serving God? A whole year. That's that thing. You see? Bella, us.
he's starting to get all caught up.
Yep.
He's doing your guard dog thing. I get it.
Man, she is getting so big. She a magnet for sure. Good days. Anyway, so he said, it's a Sabbath for you for a year, a whole year. And the Sabbath of the land shall be me for you and for thee and for thy servants, for thy maiden, for thy hired servant, and for thy servants and that sojourn with thee, and for thy cattle and the beasts that are in thy land and the increase, for therefore it be meat. And he says, number seven Sabbaths of years unto thee, and seven times seven Sabbaths, 7 years, and the space of the seven Sabbaths of years shall be 49 years. And I shall call the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month in the Day of Atonement, and you shall make a trumpet of sound throughout all your land. So not only are you, this is the one feast, this is going to be the one time in the whole Jubilee you get to keep two Sabbaths back to back off. You get 2 years off from working. Two whole years of not working. Remember now, you're keeping the weekly Sabbath because that's seven times seven, right? Right? Okay. So you get that year off because you have to rest like it says, right? You have to rest on the seventh Sabbath. So you number 7 years of Sabbath, right? So on this particular Sabbath, you rest. And then after that Sabbath, here come the Jubilee or the Atonement. That's another year. That's each Jubilee, you get back-to-back years off from not working. You literally get 2 years of no work. 2 years of no work. Let me ask you, what's wrong with that? What is wrong with that? What is wrong with those things? All right, be quiet. So this is the Sabbath, man. That thing, why, what Sunday on the planet is that can trump that? It's not a Sunday in the creation that can trump that. It's nothing man can come up with that can beat that. Come on, man. Give me something that can beat that. I need to know that you can beat giving me 2 years off from work. I serve you. If you can give me 2 years off from work and guarantee me a day off from work every week, and then every certain days I get these days off, this is that thing. I want to know, can you provide, like the Lord said, for the Sabbath? Can you provide for 2 years, like the Lord said? Because he said the Sabbath day is about, he said he going to provide, right? Now watch this. So he said you're going to take that year off, right? And he said this. Right. But he said, so what you going to do? He said, so he said this. Watch this. He said, therefore ye, he said, wait a minute. He said, then will I command, now, and if ye will say, what shall we eat the seventh year? Behold, we shall not sow nor gather in our increase. Because remember now, it's back-to-back Sabbaths. So he said this. He said, then when I command my blessings upon you in the sixth year, and it shall bring forth fruit for 3 years. I ain't never seen nothing grow like that. One season of fruit for 3 years. It says, and he said, in the sixth year, and it shall bring fruit for 3 years, and you shall sow, and you shall sow the eighth year, and you shall eat of old fruit until the ninth year, until her fruit yield of the old. See, there you go, that ninth year again. So once again, we are still dealing with that time window. Nine. Why is this synonymous with everything? Because nine represent eternity, and, well, so do seven, right? Seven represent the first resurrection. Nine represent everything. Would you stop it? I'm on the radio. To whom it may concern, we were in an accident last night, and we hit a deer, and it tore up our truck. And so we're in a hotel. It's pet friendly, and so she's picking on all these kids. So anyway, be quiet so I can finish this. He said, what shall we eat the seventh year? And behold, when you shall sow nor gather in our increase, then when I command my blessings upon you in the sixth year, and it shall bring forth fruit for 3 years. So he's telling us we won't sow for 2 years. He said, you shall sow in the eighth year and eat of the old fruit until the ninth year, until the fruit come, and you shall eat of the old store. And the land shall not be sold forever, for the land is mine. And ye are strangers and sojourners with me. So, you know, so the Sabbath day went from, you know, just a weekly deal to back-to-back deals, man. I mean, when I look at the Sabbath day and I look at the properties and I'm saying to myself, what do it mean to me and how would it benefit me? That's clearly a beneficial. 2 years off from work, and God said it. God said, look, I want to make sure you cover for 3 years. Now, you know, some of us probably said, man, and they know God did it, and they probably spent 3 years in 1 year and was broke before the year was out. But it still didn't stop the blessing. He still did it for all of us. What you did with it was up to you. And he said, I would call my blessings for 3 years to come upon you. The land is going to get that much fruit up. Is that probable? Is that pragmatic? Is it probable to see something like the land give up? That's amazing to me. Truly amazing. Okay, so again, Sabbath day over man holiday, Sabbath day over man vacation. I think it. Let's see. Say you work for the federal government, and you up the food chain. You probably can get 2 months off, right? You probably say you never took a day off, and all of your vacation and your sick days and all of those things is piling up. And you got close to about a year and a half off of PTO. You really do. You got a year and a half off of PTO, And guess what? It's still on the mount to this. I don't care how much. You got to get almost 30 years in to equate this that God has given us every year, every 6 years. Every 6 years, he's given us this. This is that thing. So we can't compare this. We can't compare the Sabbath with a Sunday. You know, yeah, well, you know, people come together, and just imagine if somebody came together for the Sabbath day, like, with the same energy for Sunday, you know. What would be the difference in that other than being the truth? What would be the real energy of it and other than it's the truth? It's a little further. Let's go into Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews 4. It says, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, if any of you should come short of it, seem to come short of it, right? So we can mess around and come short of that dear rest, you know, that he gave us, you know, promised us. If he introduced it to you, then if he's introducing it to you, then he's inviting us. Otherwise, the people that you know that's around you wouldn't have any idea what the things that you just got through finding out about him. You know? So these things are for you. It's not for the world. That's why he spoke to the disciples aside, because everything ain't for everybody. Everything isn't for everybody. This is that thing. So let's look at this a little further. It says, unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. So once again, what are you talking about? The gospel was preached to us, the Sabbath day and so forth, as well unto them, as well as unto Abraham and Adam. It says, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I sworn in my wrath, we should enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. We read that in Genesis. We read that in Genesis chapter 4. That thing. What do you see? Nothing changed from the Old Testament to the New. The only thing changed is the lie. And who's telling it? Well, nothing's changed from the old to the new. The author of Hebrews is agreeing with Genesis chapter 2. How is it that Sunday is now the Sabbath day? We would literally have to find somewhere in the Bible that Jesus said Sunday is the day of rest from now on. And if he did that, then he would be no longer worthy of any of our worship, because he would be double-minded and he would change his opinion on what's said. People have died for the Sabbath day, and he's going to go in because of us. Well, you know what? I made a boo-boo. Okay, well, you guys, you don't have to keep it. What about all the people that died and people that polluted it and died, and they were fatherless and motherless. And under some point or another, we could have been like the Tetragrammaton. I could see the kingdom being close to a Tetragrammaton, and then I could see it falling off into paganism because we rejected the Tetragrammaton so much. But it was always, you know, the Tetragrammaton is the religious part of it. And I can see us rebelling against that. I can see us having a problem against that. You see? But it was, the Sabbath day was never a burden. So it says this: "For we which I believe do enter into rest, as he has said, as we have sworn, as I have sworn in my wrath, that they should enter my rest, although the works were finished on the foundation of the world. For he spake out a certain place on the seventh day on this wise: For God did rest the seventh day from all his works, from the foundation of the world. But in the very place of the seventh day on this wise, God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in a place again, if they shall enter into my rest, therefore remain of their son must enter therein, and they whom it was first preached enter not in because of unbelief. Those of us that did that, how is on account of the..." At this point, you should see 12 and 7 lined up under each other. That would be your Sabbath day, meaning eternity. This is that thing. Yeah, I have my mic muted. Oh, wow. Excuse me. So, there remain a rest for those. Okay, that's finish this. He says in verse 16, "There remaineth a rest." He says, "Sin therefore remaineth that some must enter in." No, let me start it from the verse 8. "In a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God..." I'm at 4. "And God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, to whom it was first preached enter not in because of unbelief. Again, he limited a certain day, saying, in David, today, after so long a time, as it is, as it is said, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart." So God's telling you that the truth of God is the Sabbath. Don't harden your heart against that, even though the world will stand against you above all things. But isn't that a part of serving God, being a so-called Christian? You know, on that wise, you know, you would stand up for this because you know you're going to be sanctified from the world, because the Sabbath day is what it is. It's sanctified. So if you start keeping the Sabbath day, you're sanctified. So therefore, they're going to turn around and look at you like, wait a minute, you unplugged. And they're going to turn around and attack you because you chose to be unplugged. All is something as simple as this. You know, we try to look at it as sensationalism and super sci-fi, things like this, but basically this is what it comes down to: perform those things that belong to God or man. And the things, the choices that we make is this, is that once we start performing the things that belong to God, we become unplugged. Versus, I should say, we have officially taken the red pill. So with that being said, it says this, and it says, "Sin therefore remaineth that some must enter therein, they to whom it was first preached enter not in because of unbelief. Again, he limited a certain day, saying, in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. For if Jesus had given them rest, that's the wilderness, brothers and sisters. He called that Jesus back there. Jehovah was Jesus? Yeah. That's another conversation. It says, for probably could do that one next weekend. It says, if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth thereof, therefore, a rest to the people of God. For he that entered into his rest also has ceased from his own works as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. So we have both witnesses. We have that those actually performed the Sabbath day and kept it, and then we have those that will fall under the example of unbelief. This is that thing. Let's look at this a little further. So he said, those two that remain upright must enter therein. So let's go to Revelation chapter 20. Well, before we do that, let's do this quickly. Do this quickly right here. So people that think that the Sabbath day is done away with, this is a really pop quiz. Just ask yourself this question. Matthew chapter 24, and it says this. It says, but pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation. Wait a minute. So what is the Sabbath day doing around during the great tribulation period? And why is Jesus telling us to pray that our flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day? If the Sabbath day is done away with, and Jesus is telling us that it's going to be around at the time of the Great Tribulation period. Remember, I just said, ask yourself that. I'm not saying anything else, just ask yourself that. Ask, why would Christ say that if it's done away with? It doesn't make any sense. He's telling you, pray that your flight be not on the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, for there shall be great tribulation. The great tribulation is coming. So if the Sabbath day is over with, then why would Christ testify of it? Agreed. Revelation chapter 20. Revelation 20. And 1. It says this. It says, and I saw an angel come down from heaven, having a key to the bottomless pit, and a big chain in his hand, and he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast upon him he should see the nation no more till 1,000 years be fulfilled. After that, he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones that they had set upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received a mark upon their foreheads and in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Remember, 1,000 years is a day. The enemy is bound up. Why? Because it's a day of rest. So what do? You bind up rest breaker. That is the devil. So he is bound for 1,000 years, a complete 1,000. And it says this, and it said, verse 5, but the rest of the dead live not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that had part in the first resurrection. There go that holy convocation. Blessed and holy is the Sabbath day and the holy gathering. Blessed is he that had part in the first resurrection. Remember now he called it a holy gathering or a holy convocation. There it is. There it is. So anybody that'll tell you that the Sabbath day is no more have no understanding. It's impossible for them to know God, for them to have any idea who God is. But the rest of the day live not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed he that have part in the first resurrection. On such the second death have no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. So once again, a day with God is 1,000 years, and this is why I ask that you would do this for yourself, is that you would take a piece of paper and lay it horizontal and count 1 through 14, and then count from 6, 1 through 9, and you'll see both are landing on a Passover day. In a creation. You see clearly. It's right here. And this is. So, yeah, this cause and effect, the reason why, you know, and why we keep the Sabbath day. And after going through all these feast days and then getting right back to the Sabbath day to see all these things in it, it's just as big as all the other feast days. It's just as big. It's just as important. It's just as important as the other feast day. It's just as important. So, with all that being said, we want to once again encourage all our brothers and sisters, man. I mean, so serious, you know, please read your Bibles, man. You got to actually read your Bibles because, you know, it's a lot of us out here saying things that's in the Bible that's just not there. And God forbid if we should be a false witness before God at any time. So if we're going to be servants of God, at least you know what we're talking about, right? So with that being said, we're going to thank everybody for the time. And we hope we edify someone. And as we say here, at the sounds of living waters, read your Bibles.
Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.